Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. Raw is tonight, and it is the go-home edition of the show leading into the WWE Survivor Series pay-per-view coming up on Sunday. 4 hours of WWE on Sunday, and that's not counting any pre-shows, post-shows. Probably going to be a six-hour show from start to finish. And tonight on Raw, the official face-to-face encounter with Brock Lesnar and Goldberg will be taking place. Now, when Goldberg returned and did that great speech, it was a wondrous speech. One of the best interviews on WWE television all year long. I thought, man, this guy needs to go away now until Survivor Series. They could not possibly bring him back. If they bring him back, it's going to be a big mistake. They'll just screw everything up. And turns out they brought him back and they didn't screw it up. They brought him back and it was great. He did everything he needed to do and nothing more. He attacked and jackhammered Rusev. He speared Paul Heyman. And he left. I was like, man, that was great. Of course, Brock came back with Paul Heyman, and they tried to get him cheered, or booed, actually, in his hometown, and of course everybody cheered him, so that was a failure. But normally I would say, I think this is a bad idea tonight. I don't think they should be in the same ring together. They could screw this up. We're a week away. But you know what? They didn't screw it up last time, so I will give them the benefit of the doubt. We'll see what they do tonight on the show. But Brock Lesnar and Goldberg will be squaring off tonight. We're going to talk about that on the program today. We've got a lot of news. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'm going to fight them all. A seven-nation army couldn't hold me back. They're going to rip it off.
Taking their time right behind my back. Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I've been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and The Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. I presume we'll be joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, at some point here. But in the meantime, I'll be talking about news solo, and I'm going to throw out the numbers here for you if you're interested in contacting us here today. You can give us a call toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. I'm on Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Don't call unless you've got something valid to say about the topics we're discussing. I don't want any stupid questions on this show. And since we haven't discussed anything today, I don't know who this is calling in, but I'm not answering it yet. Got a lot of news today. Raw is tonight. We actually got big shows the next 2 days. We got the go-home show for Survivor Series tonight. Brock Lesnar versus Bill Goldberg will be having a stare-down or some sort of confrontation here tonight. I'm hoping they do not touch each other. I think that would be a big mistake. Tomorrow is SmackDown, also live. It is the SmackDown go-home show for Survivor Series. And we have got Miz versus Dolph Ziggler for the Intercontinental title. We have an appearance by The Undertaker, his first appearance since WrestleMania. Apparently, he's back. There is a possibility he will also be at Survivor Series. And if he shows up at Survivor Series, I think we may have an idea about what his match is going to be at WrestleMania. Because I'm presuming if he's coming back, he's going to wrestle at WrestleMania. And we've also got the return of Edge on the SmackDown show. And Miz versus Ziggler is interesting because the Intercontinental title is on the line. And at Survivor Series, the Intercontinental title is going to be defended against Sami Zayn. And Kalisto is also going to be wrestling Brian Kendrick for the Cruiserweight title. So I guess Survivor Series now is going to be the annual show where everybody wrestles everybody else from every other brand. And the storyline this year is that if Kalisto wins, he not only will win the Cruiserweight title, but he will take the Cruiserweight title to SmackDown, and in doing so, he will take all of the Cruiserweights to SmackDown. Now, as we've mentioned before, if he does this, it makes sense, because then you've got all of the Cruiserweights on SmackDown. They can tape their 205 live. You don't have to pay the Cruiserweights for two different shows. We do exactly what everybody thought they should do when they first announced that the Cruiserweights were coming, which is put them on the SmackDown show with Mauro Ranallo and all of the other guys. God knows SmackDown needs the help. Raw does not need the Cruiserweights. Raw has not done anything with the Cruiserweights anyway. So I think the Cruiserweights should go to SmackDown. And I guess in return, either Miz or Ziggler, whoever wins on Tuesday, would drop the Intercontinental title, and that belt would go to Raw, and we'd have three singles titles on one show for the three-hour show. Mike, are you there?
I am here.
What's going on?
You could do that. You could have three titles, singles titles on Raw, and you could do something that way, or you can have them on Raw for a very short period of time, and then flip one back over to SmackDown somehow, because, you know, you can't keep things apart for too long. Either that, or you kind of aim towards the Royal Rumble and you have a title versus title match, possibly, maybe.
Casey here, in talking about Brock and Goldberg, says, if there is a good reaction and good network numbers, do you think there is a chance of Brock and Goldberg 3 at Mania? Well, number one, I don't think that they're going to blow up network numbers because of this match. I think that the network is pretty much where the network is going to be. It's going to go up a little come Royal Rumble and WrestleMania time, but I don't see this match adding a ton of network subscribers. Certainly there's a lot of interest, but if they were going to do this match at WrestleMania, I don't think they'd be doing it here on this show. And the plan was not to do it at WrestleMania. The plan was for this to be a one-off. Goldberg very specifically in his promo said, "You're last." In Goldberg's mind, this is his final match. Now, I think they should have done this match at WrestleMania. But as we've mentioned before, apparently Vince has got a bigger match for Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. And I refuse to acknowledge that it could be Brock Lesnar versus Shane McMahon, because there is no universe, including the WWE universe, where Brock Lesnar and Shane McMahon is a bigger match than Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg. But I do think that that's the match that Vince has in mind. So no, I don't think that we're going to see the third match at WrestleMania.
Could you happen to see Goldberg being put into the WWE Hall of Fame around WrestleMania
time? Of course.
Time?
I'd be stunned if he wasn't.
So you could always have Goldberg again make an appearance, even in the ring at WrestleMania, if you wanted him to. If this goes that well and people are clamoring for it and they decide that it's possible, you could still have Goldberg at Royal Rumble. You could still have Goldberg at WrestleMania. It just probably won't be against Brock Lesnar.
I'm going to take phone calls here today. Stay on topic, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Got a lot of news, but let's see what's on your mind. You're on the air. What's going on?
Good afternoon, Brian and Mike. This is Mike from Buffalo.
Yes, Mike.
Hi. I just want to talk about this this idea, and not that it's going to happen, but the fact that Triple H and WWE want, quote-unquote, Conor McGregor. Like, what do they think? Do they really think they're going to get this guy? And then, like, if Conor has any any brains, he's watching. He'll watch Raw, and he'll be scripted. And you know they won't do him.
Well, hold on. They don't want him. They don't want him for a weekly character. They couldn't get him for that anyway. They want him for the big Mike Tyson role at WrestleMania this year.
All right. Well, I mean, do you think he'll do that? I mean, he'll pop the subscription numbers and everything else, but. I mean, they're going to have to give him a lot of money. He's got
yeah.
so much negotiating power with UFC. He's got, WWE can't offer him, you know, anything that the UFC can offer him.
Listen, here's the thing with Conor. First off, he's a gimmick and he's a worker. And so if they offered him $5 million and all he had to do, he doesn't have to train, he doesn't have to do a camp, he's got to show up at WrestleMania, do some sort of angle, and knock somebody out. I mean, why would he not do that for $5 million?
Would Dana let that happen?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, they owe WWE a favor. Vince gave Brock Lesnar to UFC for a fight, for crying out loud.
It's true. It's very true. But what kind of promos is he going to cut? They're not going to let him cut these promos like he did at the end of the night on Saturday.
Well, obviously he can't swear, but he's not an idiot.
He's going to be neutered to the teeth.
He's not going to be that neutered. I mean, you listen, I do this show, I don't swear, and I'm not that neutered, but he can cut a promo without ranting and raving and swearing every other word. It may be tough, he may have to practice, but it can be done. And I think that that's the whole idea behind Conor McGregor potentially doing something at Mania. I mean, listen, WMEIMG owns this now. It's not the Fertittas and Dana White. I mean, Dana White's got an ownership stake, but at the end of the day, if WMEIMG thinks, you know what, if we give this guy to WWE for WrestleMania and he makes some appearances on Raw, which is still seen by millions and millions and millions of people around WrestleMania time, I mean, it is a very easy way to get the guy a whole lot of publicity. You're not risking anything. I mean, no one's going to beat up Conor McGregor. Nobody's going to attack him. I mean, he's going to come out of it looking like a hero. So there's no negative to this. I can see them encouraging it if WWE will pay up the money.
What if you cause Big Show to have a flashback?
Oh, Big Show's going to punch Conor McGregor?
Well, you never know. He could see a small man and think, hey, wait, the last time I saw a small man, he punched me in the nose and broke it. And then I had a job to him at WrestleMania. I'm done with this. And he goes all crazy and destroys everything.
I don't think that's going to happen.
All right.
I'm skeptical of that scenario. If you want to give us a call, 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about Joey Styles. He was fired from Evolve on Saturday night for making a political joke after being told, do not make any political comments on this show. And now he has been fired from Chikara as well. We'll talk about that after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 Citation List. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we are back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages, etc. Joey Styles issued a statement here today. Collins was on PW Insider. He said, I told Joanna before the show that during my promo with her and Stokely in the ring, I was going to ask her about English tailoring so we could compare my suit with Stokely Hathaway's suit. I had no idea what to say when Stokely and I were at ringside about to trade promos. I didn't have Joanna with us to ask about English tailoring. I panicked. I did exactly what Gabe told me not to do earlier in the week, and I made a political joke. The joke included a partial quote from the president-elect, that was meant to mock him, and then, in turn, my scripted nemesis, Stokely Hathaway. I started the joke and stopped quoting the president-elect without using the offensive word. Apparently Trump is an offensive word as well to Joey Styles here. I then turned to Stokely and said, the word that I will not use brings me to you. He said that he was the one who suggested that Gabe fire him publicly so that Gabe would not be put in the position of having to fire somebody that he had known for so long. He said, after the event, I looked Gabe in the eye, apologized to him. It is not to put him in the awkward position of having to fire someone he has known for 20 years, told him to fire me publicly, and then shook his hand. I apologized to Joanna, who said that she was not upset because she knew it was a joke about the president-elect. God, this is like WWE speak now. It didn't matter if she was upset or not, therefore I apologized to her again, repeatedly apologized to the locker room, so he was fired. Then, I got a lot going on right now.
Apparently you do.
You know what? One of the things, before I go on, I'd like to congratulate Filthy Tom Lawler, whose daughter, Gabrielle, has been born.
To the dulcet tones of Bobby Fish being stretched, apparently.
Yeah. I was not watching wrestling during Paisley's birth. But hey, congratulations to Filthy. Came out just fine, and everybody seems to be happy, so congratulations. How that leads into this Chikara thing, I don't know, but just wanted to mention that.
Bunch of babies.
Ooh, Chikara?
No, Joey Styles. Tearing right. up, whining, complaining, telling everybody after you get fired that you told the man to fire you. That may be the case, but then why would you announce that afterwards? Why would you announce anything? In fact, you won't be announcing anything, as we'll get to right now, because Chikara...
Chikara has fired him. Mike Quackenbush wrote, the events of the last few days have been just cause to take a look at the state of professional wrestling. The art form that I love and have dedicated my entire adult life to is embarrassingly behind the times. It is beholden to outdated tenets that threaten to render it obsolete. Obsolete!
Obsolete!
At worst, and a punchline at best. I know there are others, influential and celebrated, that imagine pro wrestling to be a bubble in which the social norms from a bygone era are still relevant and valid. At Chikara, we rail against them and those ideals with everything we make. It is one thing to speak, to voice an opinion. It is one thing to call for change, to wish for change, to imagine how that change might come about. It is another thing to make it. At Chikara, we make it happen. It doesn't matter to us in the least how many people show up to see it or how many people recognize it for what it is. Our mantra is not about critical acclaim or pats on the back. We believe pro wrestling should be fun. That's why we make it for everyone. Effective today, we are terminating our relationship with Joey Styles. Effective today, we are instituting a zero-tolerance policy for misogynistic, racist, and or homophobic speech, written or verbal, whether it is directed toward our cast, our crew, or our patrons. This is the shape of Chikara. I guess I got to be careful when I interview people from Chikara from now on. No cuss words. I was roundly chastised by Max Smashmaster, but I apologized. Joey's gone. That's it.
Yeah. Hey,
the end of the day, everybody, just don't do stupid things. If you're hired for a job and your employer says not to do something, don't do something because you're not above it. You'll be fired. It doesn't matter what the joke was. It doesn't matter if you're offended or not offended, or if anybody's offended or not offended. At the end of the day, he was an employee. His boss said, don't do something, and he did it, so he got fired. That's it.
I wonder why he had Vince McMahon yelling in his ear all the time. Apparently, he can't change things on the fly. He froze up during an interview with Stokely Hathaway, who who is so intimidating that you would freeze up next to him and forget after 20 years plus of being in the business how to forget to do an interview. But I think it's more along the lines of he may have had this one in the back of his mind. He was going to slip it in there no matter what Gabe said. And again, it's like we said yesterday, or like you said yesterday, as we talked about this, his announcing was getting roundly chastised and did not get over well to a lot of the fan base that was watching before this. So this ended up being somewhat of icing on the cake. And if it was the excuse that he is gone now, but he certainly won't be missed, and there won't be any backlash to get him back or anything about political correctness or anything like that, because he apparently was not doing a very good job leading into this.
I don't want to talk about what Joey may or may not have really intended. I don't know. I'm only telling you what he said. But this person did know Joey said right before he made the joke that Gabe told him not to. So there you go. He even admitted, I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm doing it anyway. So you're fired. You're out of here.
Talk about not knowing your audience, too. I mean, when you have an election like we've had, you probably didn't need Gabe. You shouldn't have needed Gabe to tell you don't touch it, because know your fan base and know the type of visceral reaction that so many people, at least half of the people, may have to Donald Trump. Just leave it alone.
Yeah, but everybody's been talking about it everywhere.
Of all the things to slip in there that you would want to slip in there, that's the one joke you're going to pull out and you're going to use.
Yeah, you did. Well, but you know what? It wasn't a Chikara show where he did it. That would be a level of stupidity unimaginable.
I don't know if Evolve would be that much better.
Well,
I mean, again, know your fan base.
It is that much better.
He's supposed to. Well, wait, hold on now. He's supposed to be this social media magnet, right? This is where he made his bones, was working for WWE on social media post his failed announcing run up there, right? So he should probably have better handle.
My point is this. If I listed every wrestling promotion in the whole world, every single one, and I was told, all right, you're going to make this joke about Donald Trump, what is the last promotion you should make this joke in? Literally looking up and down every single promotion in the entire world, if you had to choose one, Chikara is definitely number one.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm sure there's been swearing in the ring at an Evolve show.
There has, and there's been the crowd chants and things like that, too. I would just think that there would be a lot of them that would all be tied as don't do this.
Well, obviously. But if you had to choose one, it would be Chikara.
Is there another family fun promotion out there that...
Not like Chikara.
That's true.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
It's Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee. It's funny, we're talking about Donald Trump, and I assume you got people that follow WWE, like insiders and stuff. What is the mood like amongst, superstars, wrestlers, employees on Donald Trump, and also the rumor that Vince's wife Linda might have a cabinet seat? What do you think is the general mood as far as WWE and Donald Trump as president?
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call, Kenny. I wonder how long you waited on the phone to ask that one. Kenny, the story about Linda McMahon is on the front page of our website, and we talked about it on the show yesterday. Now, if he's asking how everybody feels about that, I don't know. But I do know that the day of the election, you could go on Twitter and see every single wrestler's timeline, and they all were talking about the election. So I think that's the easiest thing to do. Let's go to each wrestler's timeline, and I'm sure they'll be talking about it.
And when it comes to Linda, this is a big wait-and-see thing. This guarantees this does not mean, because she was bandied about, that she's going to necessarily all of a sudden be commerce secretary. There's a lot more that could be at play here. Again, this is a vetting process. This is a big deal. There's 4,000 jobs to fill in 9 weeks. So they got to get as many names, and they got to start the vetting process for a lot of people. And this is Linda McMahon and the $5 million or $6 million that the McMahon family has donated to the Trumps warrants certainly a look and see.
Listen, I don't mean to be annoyed at Kenny's calls, but I know there's good questions out there. I know it. I know people can come up with good questions for this show. So please ask some good questions before you call in. He wants me to tell him what every wrestler thinks about Trump. Right?
There's probably a lot of them who like him, and there's a lot of them who don't.
Yeah, it's probably 50-50, just like the election. And if you want to know what an individual thinks, it's on their timeline. I saw 1,000 of them on Tuesday night.
What are the libertarians, the Kane and Dolph Ziggler and Val Venus?
Well, you know what? I don't know, because I can't interview anybody there, and I wouldn't even ask them about that anyway. If I had Kane on the show, you know the questions I'd ask Kane? It wouldn't be about Trump.
It would be about the overweight classic.
Oh, man. Got a lot of news on that. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. You don't gotta go to work, but you gotta put in work. You don't gotta go to work.
Let my body do the work. Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It is hard to believe the overweight classic has come down to this. Action Ortiz, Max Smashmaster, and Vinny V. After Vinny successfully weighed in at 312 pounds, stepped over that 300-pound barrier, thank goodness. Shouldn't even say stepped over. He leaped over that 300-pound barrier.
Well, I don't know about leaped. He
312 pounds? Holy smokes.
he tripped and fell and thundered over it.
Well, the winner is going to get a grand prize. And right now, if you go to my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, you can vote in the Overweight Classic finale. Action Ortiz is currently sitting at 11% of the vote, Max Mashmaster at 19%. And Vinny V running away is the only running he'll be doing at 312 pounds. 70% of the vote. It's mind-boggling.
Are you going to buy them a nice Thanksgiving dinner? I mean, what do you get a man of ample appetite for winning the Overweight Classic?
If you really thought about the history of awards in professional wrestling, you'd know exactly what the winner is going to get.
Oh, God, I know exactly what's going to happen, too. This is all going to end in a food fight, isn't it?
Oh, are you making a fat joke? These guys will kill you.
Well, actually, you know what? They probably wouldn't end in a food fight when it comes to fat men. They would sit down and break bread and then eat the bread.
Man, are you guys listening to this? Action and Max and Vinny, this Semper Vivi burying you for your weight. I've never done that.
No, you just created the Overweight Classic.
I didn't. Filthy did.
Well, he is filthy.
So anyway, vote for your favorite fat guy at Brian Alvarez. And the winner will be announced on Wednesday's show. Got a lot of text messages here, and then we will continue on with the phone calls. Does Shane McMahon actually move the needle at all, this person asks. Why does Vince think adding him to the Survivor Series team is a good idea? No one's moving the needle, but people cheer. That's what he goes with right now. Unless it's Roman Reigns, when they boo. And then he's like, you will cheer. I'm going to make you cheer. So, yeah. I don't think he moves the needle. I mean, yeah,
nobody does.
He came back and everybody cheered like crazy and everybody went nuts for the guy. But I mean, he didn't get, it was about a week after Mania. He just became a guy and he wasn't getting those reactions anymore. But he did get a huge reaction when they announced him on the team on Tuesday on SmackDown. Maybe he does move the needle. I don't know. I don't want to see it. I think the idea that Shane McMahon is on the Survivor Series team is preposterous. I think it buries the whole roster. I mean, if he were an active wrestler, it'd still be like, okay, of all the active wrestlers, Shane McMahon is the best choice for the fifth man on this Survivor Series team. I mean, for crying out loud, The Undertaker's on the show tomorrow. Why isn't it The Undertaker? Why isn't it John Cena? Why is it Shane McMahon? Dude ain't even an active wrestler. He's wrestled one time in like 6 years, and he lost and got destroyed. Why is he the best pick? It doesn't make any sense.
It's a big pop. And hey, look at it this way. If you need a storyline reason, The Undertaker technically is not on any roster. He's not on Raw. He's not on SmackDown. Now, there's no excuse for John Cena, who, again, in storyline world, has not had a way out of anything. He's just not there. And why he wasn't selected for the team, I'm sure somebody should be saying that right now. Maybe that comes up tonight. Maybe he gets destroyed on the team, and he's the first one eliminated, and then they're playing from behind on SmackDown. Maybe they go that direction. Who knows? It's just tough to believe that they would go that direction when they are penciling and in chain for another WrestleMania main event situation.
This person here says, do you think Joey Styles will find work in wrestling again? All right, here's the thing about Joey Styles. First off, he's Joey Styles. Second off, it's 2016, and I still hear ECW chants. And third, and probably most importantly, when this whole thing went down, I saw it for what I thought it was. A guy was told not to do something, and he did it anyway, and he acknowledged that he was doing it and had been told not to, and thus he got fired. That's how I saw this. Now, on our message board, there's like a 10-page thread where a lot of people are disregarding that whole aspect of it, and they're fixated on whether what he said was offensive or not. So what that means is there are plenty of people, I'm sure, in this business who think that he was wrongly fired for this. And so I would bet you anything, I don't know this, but I would bet you anything that Joey Styles' phone has been blowing up for the past 48 hours with people offering him gigs in wrestling. So the idea that he's never going to work in wrestling again, that's crazy. It's professional wrestling. Of course he will. Probably this coming weekend, I would bet. Just the way things go.
Well, he's still got a job with Beyond Wrestling, if I'm not mistaken. I think he does announcing for them. So, yeah, I think sooner or later he'll probably come back out of the woodwork again and people can be outraged.
This person says, knowing WWE, would you imagine them having Shane take another F5 tonight, taking him out of the Survivor Series match, and then replacing him with James Ellsworth? Well, I had been told a while ago that James Ellsworth was going to be at Survivor Series, and he will be as a mascot. Now, normally I would say, well, this is the damn worst idea ever, because if Shane gets eliminated, you're telling me that with John Cena on the roster and The Undertaker on the roster, their choice for a fifth man is James Ellsworth? That is arguably a worse choice in storyline than Shane. Arguably, because at least James Ellsworth has been working regularly. However, because they put Shane on the team in the first place, I cannot rule out that your scenario will happen, and maybe it is likely to happen. Because Shane will be there tonight. Shane and Daniel Bryan are at Raw tonight, and Brock is at Raw. And so, yes, that could happen. And that would be a good way, if you're going to do Shane and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, to set that matchup. So, this man may be onto something. But still, James Ellsworth? I mean, honestly, honestly, what if we did that same scenario, and Shane shows up on Raw, and Brock Lesnar gives him the F5, and lays him out, kills him. But then, instead of James Ellsworth, have James Ellsworth be the mascot, and have The Undertaker be the fifth man on the team when he shows up on Raw tomorrow. That would at least make sense.
I guess, yeah. If you guess if you wanted to get rid of James Ellsworth, you could have The Undertaker destroy James Ellsworth in addition, putting himself in the match and then making James Ellsworth disappear for a while. I guess you could do that, too. But if you do that, though, I think you may, depending on what this appearance is going to be, you're already going to get people that are clamoring to see The Undertaker again. And I don't know if you want to do that. I don't know if I want to see The Undertaker again. I probably could have waited. I understand it's the 900th SmackDown or whatever, but I could have waited till Royal Rumble time to see The Undertaker again. So I'd be interested to see exactly where they're going to go and how interested he is into continuing the streak, which I assume that he is.
Well, I mean, the streak's over, baby, so don't matter.
Well, I mean, the streak, I shouldn't say that. Yeah, you're right. The streak of appearing at WrestleMania where, you know, for the last couple of years afterwards, you know, he goes, you know, I'm done, and then we'll come back. So I'm interested to see who they keep it alive with, if they keep it alive with him this year, which I assume that they probably will.
Randy Orton.
Yeah, I guess so. John Cena, I guess, is out there too, although the idea of John Cena winning that world title for the 10 millionth time or whatever they're going to claim it is, I guess is just too juicy for them to pass up.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
It's John from Arkansas.
Yes.
Hey, guys. Well, my head's hurting from just thinking about most of WWE's current creative direction, but what I wanted to discuss was, do you think that pro wrestling and wrestling in general should be overtly politically correct?
Should it be overtly politically correct?
Well, put it to you like this, at least in my, you cannot piss off your fan base. And if you are at a time where you are not sure whether you are going to piss off your fan base or not, there is a time to push the envelope and there is a time to pull back. Neither one of those things, though, would have anything to do with Joey Styles being told directly and simply, do not make any mention of this, which he did. So there was no PC edginess rebelling against it. It was just rebelling against a direct order.
John, let me explain something, in my opinion here. If your job is to be the creative direction behind a wrestling company, if you can't create compelling storylines without being offensive and politically incorrect, then you suck at your job. Now, I hate to bring up old Vince Russo here, but when everything was falling apart around him and he was upset that, for example, they wouldn't let him call somebody fat in storyline and these standards and practices were getting in the way, and apparently in his mind the only way that he could be a success was to do all of these wacky things, he sucked at his job. It's a bottom line. There's plenty of wrestling promotions throughout history that have been very, very successful without having to push the button and annoy people and anger them. You can anger them by having the babyface get screwed. And then he starts a redemption story. That's it.
I agree with that.
And John, there are sponsors. So you have to be very careful about being politically incorrect.
I can understand that, but I can also understand, you know, people who come to you and err on your product should know what your product entails. Like, I wouldn't go and advertise family stuff on, say, something like a Sons of Anarchy or something like that. It's just not the right place to do that. And I agree with you that you should be able to do stuff without being offensive, too. But if you wanted to push the envelope a little bit, you should have the same creative licensing anywhere else does.
I don't understand what you're saying there. So you're saying if WWE wants to be politically incorrect, they should be allowed to?
Basically.
They can, but the point is, why would they? They'd run off sponsors. Yeah, they'd run off sponsors. They'd alienate probably, if we look at the election, or any election, 50% of their audience. I mean, why do that? What's the point?
I just think if you wanted the freedom, you should have the freedom to be able to do that. I'm not saying
they do.
It's right or it's wrong.
They do have that freedom if they want to run off their sponsors and alienate half their audience.
And I'll say, it was, John, it was wrong, and I know what you're saying about there, because I bet you feel that there's a politically incorrect or there's a politically correct vibe here that you want to push back against, and I do actually, I would understand that and be more for it if he was not directly told by Gabe, do not mention this. And also, again, with who he was talking to, there are things that a stand-up comedian can get away with in an environment to an audience that the average person's not going to be get away with saying at their job. This was just one of those situations. It was wrong place, wrong time, and he was told not to do it. And I think it's as simple as that. I can understand why some people are going to say, well, this PC world or this or that. But again, this doesn't this time fit. I don't think into that. I really don't.
Listen, we're on over-the-air radio right now, but I also have a podcast. And on the podcast, where there are really no limitations, I mean, I swear a little more risque here at times, but I'm not going to go out of my way to just offend people
and just
try and, I don't know, like, I could do whatever I want, but I don't because
Stern
try not to be an idiot.
Well, yeah, and there's just, you have to be comfortable with who you are. You can't shocking just to shock. That's passe.
Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver.
driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725.
The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hi. I like to give everything a chance, but I was reminded by WWE, mind you, that after Raw tonight, it is the State of the WWE Universe Address.
Oh, God.
The commissioners and general managers of Raw and SmackDown Live give a State of the WWE Universe Address only on the WWE Network. This, by the way, suggests that Shane will not be killed with an F5 because he is scheduled to participate in the State of the WWE Address with Foley, Stephanie, Daniel Bryan, after Raw tonight. So if you want to see all of the general managers yell at each other and talk about how the other side sucks and how they're going to win at Survivor Series, you can watch the State of the WWE Universe Address on the network tonight, immediately following Raw. Tonight, Dave Meltzer and I will also be recapping Raw and talking all of the news for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. The best wrestling website on the planet. We have all sorts of news. We have all sorts of newsletters, radio shows, archives. Sign up today and you will never miss out on audio. I did 4 shows yesterday, for crying out loud. 4 shows in one day on a Sunday. All up in the archives right now. And as noted later on tonight, Dave and I will be up. We're here every day, live and free on Sports Byline USA. Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Daily replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Check out the schedule at sportsbyline.com. Check us out on TuneIn Radio as well, searching Sports Byline USA. And all the rest of the information you need is at WrestlingObserver.com. I want to thank Mike as always. Callers and listeners, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.